Jesu mu sagbekele ye o ga oju ko ni ti o rara
Jesu mu sagbekele ye o ga oju ko ni ti o
eduro de iranwo re bo ti le peduro ye o ti le koro lo ni o bo wa du lala
Hallelujah.
Afoju ni alaigbagbo ku monse Olorun. Olorun ni olutumo yo mona re ye wa. Ẹ̀rù mọ́ ẹ̀yìn mímọ ọ̀run Jésù dúdú ó kún fún àánú yóò lọ́jọ́ ìdúnkún sórí rẹ̀.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúbó ní tiyọ́.
Má ṣe dá Olúwa lẹ́jọ́ ṣùgbọ́n ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé gba tí wọ́n rò pé ó bínú inú rẹ̀ dùn sí ọ. Ẹ̀rù mọ́ ẹ̀yìn mímọ ọ̀run tó ṣù dúdú ó kún fún àánú yóò lọ́jọ́ ìdókún sórí rẹ̀.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúkò ní tiyọ́.
Bàtà Abraham mú ọbẹ̀ Ọlọ́run ní dúró agbó tí ó wà lọ́hùn ní òdìbò ọmọ náà. Àjóná rì sínú omi kòró láti yọmọ ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run rán ẹja tó gbé lọ sí bùtẹ́.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúbó ní tiyọ́.
Ẹ̀dúró de ìrànwọ́ rẹ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó tilẹ̀ kóró lónìí ó ń bọ̀ wá dún lọ́la.
Ní Jésù
Ẹ̀rù mọ́ ẹ̀yìn mímọ ọ̀run tó ṣù dúdú ó kún fún àánú yóò rọ́jò ìdúnkún sórí rẹ̀.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúbó ní tiyọ́.
Gbàjóná rì sínú omi kòró láti yọmọ ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run rán ẹja tó gbé lọ sí bùtẹ́.
Ní Jésù
Ìrú ipa àti fẹ́ yìí ti pọ̀ lọ́rọ̀ rẹ̀ tó èmi bá máka níyàn mi ní Olúwa lọ́wọ́.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúbó ní tiyọ́.
Ẹ̀dúró de ìrànwọ́ rẹ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó tilẹ̀ kóró lónìí ó wà dún lọ́la. Jésù mú ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀rẹ́ lé kí o gbà ọ́ ọ̀tá kò níyọ̀ rárá.
Ní
Jésù mú
ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀rẹ́ lé kí o gbà ọ́ ojú kò ní tiyọ́.
Ẹ̀dúró de ìrànwọ́ rẹ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó tilẹ̀ kóró lónìí ó wà dún lọ́la. Ẹ̀dúró de ìrànwọ́ rẹ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó tilẹ̀ kóró lónìí ó bọ̀ wá dún lọ́la.
Ní Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí o bá ọ ojúbó ní tiyọ́.
dúró dé ìrànwọ́ rẹ̀
bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó ti dá kóró lórí ọkọ̀ wa dún lọ́la kí Jésù.
Ẹ dúró dé ìrànwọ́ rẹ̀ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó ti lẹ kóró lórí ọkọ̀ wa dún lọ́la. Ẹ dúró dé ìrànwọ́ rẹ̀ bó tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dúró bí ó ti lẹ kóró lórí ọkọ̀ wa dún lọ́la. Àṣé dá Olúwa lẹ́jọ́ ṣùgbọ́n ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé gba tí wọ́n rò pé ó bínú inú rẹ̀ dùn sí ọ.
Kí Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí ó bá ọ ojú kò ní ti yọ.
Má bẹ̀rù mọ́ ẹ̀yìn mímọ́ ọ̀run tó ṣú dúdú ó kún fún àánú yóò rọ́jò ìdókun sórí rẹ̀.
Kí Jésù
Gbàtà Abraham mú ọbẹ̀ Ọlọ́run ní dúró agbó tí ó wà lọ́hùn ní òdìbò ọmọ náà.
Kí Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí ó bá ọ olùkọ́ ní ti yọ.
Gbàjọ́ náà rì sínú omi kòró láti ọmọ ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run rán ẹja tó pé lọ sébùté.
Kí Jésù
èrò ibà àti fẹ́ yìí ti pọ̀ lọ́rọ̀ rẹ̀ tó èmi bá má kà níyàn mi ní Olúwa lọ́wọ́.
Kí Jésù ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí ó bá ọ ojú kò ní ti yọ.
Má ṣe dá Olúwa lẹ́jọ́ ṣùgbọ́n ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé gbà tí wọ́n rò pé ó bínú inú rẹ̀ dùn sí ọ. Jésù mú o,
Jésù mú
o, ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀rẹ́ lè
o, ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé
kí ó gbà ọ, ọ̀tá kò ní yọ ọ rárá.
Kí Jésù mú o, ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé kí ó gbà ọ, ọ̀tá kò ní yọ ọ.
Kí Jésù mú o,
Jésù mú o,
ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀rẹ́ lè
o, ṣàgbẹ́kẹ̀lé
kí ó gbà ọ, ayé kò ní yọ ọ rárá. Ọ̀tá kò ní yọ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Say good morning to somebody. Shout hallelujah. Let's do this one. One of our mommies is at the American Embassy now, trying to get visa to travel to America. We will cry to God that she will succeed. The thing with the American Embassy is that they are not predictable. There is nothing like, oh, you did right, you get it, you did wrong, you don't get it. It all depends on the person that attend to you. If the woman quarrel with her husband before coming, she won't give you. I told you what happened to a woman before. It really illustrates the attitude. The fellow got there, and they ask her, they can ask you any question. Why is your nose flat? For example,
lo sile.
It could be any question, any silly question.
O le je ibeere ki ibeere kankan.
After they ask all the questions.
Leyin igba tan beere.
No, it's one person that attends to. It's one person
fara.
Not a panel. Then the fellow said.
Eni yen wi pe.
Sorry, we cannot give you the visa.
O won le fun any weary now.
He expected the fellow to go. I think it should be a woman. I can't remember.
O reti ke eniyan binu.
And the fellow said, my father said you will give me the visa.
Baba mi so pe ma fun mi ni iwe irin na.
Then the American look at
Oyinbo. O wo eniyan.
Who is your father?
Ta ni baba re lo beere.
He said Pastor Adeboye.
O ni Pastor Adeboye.
She now laughed. You didn't say senator. You didn't say member of House of Parliament. He said pastor. Go, John.
Hello.
As the woman was to go away.
Yes.
She said, come back. I will give you the visa because you make me laugh.
Anyway,
and she gave her. That tells you how funny they behave.
Yeah, too much.
So we are going to pray that God will make the fellow there laugh today and give the visa. So that next Thursday, that becomes part of our testimony. Can God do that? Open your mouth and pray like that. We are grateful to you, Father, because you have promised to favor us and you have been faithful in us. We pray that there this morning at the American Embassy, you will favor us. The question she won't be able to answer correctly, may she not be asked. Whatever question she is asked, give her the correct answer and grant her favor in the sight of whoever interfered, so that the visa will be granted and this become part of her testimony next Thursday. In Jesus' name we are praying. Another good amen.
Amen.
My God is great. We are going to page 31. Bible pattern new hymn book.
Iwe orin wa tuntun.
New hymn book. Psalm 70 verse 4 says, may all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. May those who love thy salvation say evermore. God is great.
Olorun mi tobi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As I look up to the sky, I see that God is great. The sun, the moon, the stars, and every other show that God is great. When I look more to the sky, I see that God is great. The cloud, the dew, and blessed rain show that God is great. All the birds that fly in the sky show that God is great. All man-made objects in the sky show that God is great. I will always say that God is great. Shall we sing? As I look up to the sky, I see that God is great. The sun, the moon, the stars, and every other thing there show that God God is great. When I look more to the sky, I see that God is great. The cloud that you are, blessed rain, show that God is great. All the birds that fly in the sky, show that God is great. All my made objects in the sky, show that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. God is great. God is great. God is great. Yes, He's great. God is great. I know He's great. My God is great. Oh, yes, He's great. When I look now at myself, I see that God is great. My brain, my eyes, my ears, my spirit, soul, and body show that God is great. When I look more at myself, I see that God is great. The salvation He gave to me shows that God is great. Sanctification of my heart shows that God is great. The Holy Ghost He gave to me shows that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. God is great. God is great. God is great. Yes, He's great. God is great. I know. My God is great. Oh, yes, He's great. As I look all around me, I see that God is great. Men, animals, and plants, and all else that I can see, show that God is great. As I look more around me, I see that God is great. All the good things He gives to man show that God is great. Our wise husbands and good children show that God is great. Our homes that He fills with good things show that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. God is great. God is great. God is great. Yes, He's great. God is great. I know He's great. My God is great. Oh, yes, He's great. I open Bible to read, I see that God is great.
da pa de lo de ke or else he says about him, show that God is great. When I read more of his word, I see that God is great. The revelations in his word show that God is great. The healing power of his word shows that God is great. All his wonderful promises show that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. I will always say that God is great. God is great. God is great. God is great. Yes, he's great. God is great. I know he's great. My God is great. Oh, yes, he's great.
Amen. My God is great. Shall we stand up to pray? Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Bless your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Take it again. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Baba Iwolu Dimimo Bi ben kom ba ti shubo Jesu yi wa lo mo mi duro ni mo se O se o baba baba iwo lo di mi mo se Bi ben kom ba ti shubo Jesu yi wa lo mo mi duro ni mo se O se o baba di mi mo se Bi ben kom ba ti shubo Yes, we want a moment to roll. Give thanks to God this morning. Thank him for everything. There are so many things to thank God for. So many things to honor him for. Protection, provision, favor, assistance, support, care. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks to God with a grateful heart. Amen.
Amen.
Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye fun baba. Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye foluwa. Can you sing it now? Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye fun baba. Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye foluwa. Sing it again. Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye fun baba. Ope iyi ola. Alleluia. Lo ye foluwa. Father, we honor your name today. We give you glory, we give you adoration. You are worthy of our praise all the time. And that is why we will always thank you. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for your faithful. Thank you for all you have done for us in the past and what you will do for us in the future. Thank you for the ones you are doing today. We are grateful to you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the prayer of today, the fellowship of today, your word we are reading today. Thank you for all the blessings that are our portion as a result of following you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Everything we do in this house, may we do to your glory, and let them bring blessing to us so that we will not worship in vain. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Shout another hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God is great.
To be.
Do you have testimony to share this morning? Raise your hand. You have testimony to share. Just him. Come, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oluwa tun se ohun iyanu nla kan. Ah, ese
Baba Ilufisan.
Ah, ba mi, God is great.
God is very great.
God is great in Bible pattern.
God is great in Bible pattern, church.
Ṣe mo dupe. Oluwa se iyanu yi. Tori pe wa tun ma paro wa. Odi fun mi. E ba mi dupe lowo Olorun. Omo mi wa se ko ni jeta. So ati ra moto kan lati January 22nd. Ṣugbọn omo o gbe moto wa seko. O ni ki n se we moto ki n fi ranse so ni. Okan mi o balẹ le ri moto yen gan papa tori pe o ifojuri photo ni won send si mi. O si wa de ko ba mi le but mo n sare bo pe o na ti ni o ma de. O n de fe pada. Bo mo se de o le bi n pa o mo ni rara. Mo phone Baba, in bole waza, wala wa ni ab. Efe ba mi ya moto yi si mi mo. Ki ma gbe lo si church. Pe awon pe awon to wa ni ayika. Ba ti mo de mo ba pastor owo eye. Gbogbo awon to won dide. awon ti o yi won te fe pe pe e wa ya moto yi si mi won a tete de mo wo ju omo yen o le bi npa won bi o je duro ni ma bo ni church so ade church mo ni eh pastor ayi te duro yi te ye ti won ti to e je ka bere si ma ya moto yi si mi mo tori mo wo ju omo yen okay adele oni o tun fe charge phone 5 minutes iya ki lomo ile je won ni ko si nkan kan le oda gba mineral sugbon to ba ti lo loju ona ra nkan ko je ile yi temi fe o ti je nbi nsin so o mo nlo an fi phone monitor e omo tete kuro oni o fe gba kankan ni baga o gba to di 7 oni o sese nlo o ah ni 7 lona badan ta de mo boy na badan se ri asa monitor e nbo lo de omo olohun o ti e mo oh sugbon pa to tun to bi 10 minutes atope nbo lo de tori le ti su by that time o tin lo nkan bi ara na 7:29 okay ah oni awon o le ti rob lona o ah oni ajedi ki se wo lo soro ni yen oni sugbon awon ti won mu mole won mu won mole but ibon ti won na si ohun pelu moto ti awon jo nbo bayi iyen fi si reverse ohun de ti wa ni speed bo se ri ona ti won se lowo yen ri pe won ti demarcate ona yen o lo nkan ri space kan bayi o se fi speed wo moto yen niyan ah titi ohun fi de badan ohun ri moto kankan to tele ohun so e ba mi hallelujah o wa se ohun ni bible pattern God is great. 21.
Amen. Hallelujah. O tope. Oruko mo wa kan ni. Now the testimony is about his son. He said his son bought a vehicle in January. He did not bring the vehicle. He asked him to do the documentation. He felt like he should see the vehicle because the only picture he sent. He said he now brought the vehicle 3 days ago. And when he got home, he said he wanted to eat this, this, that. He said, no. The first thing is to take the vehicle to church. We are going to bless the vehicle. He called pastor. Pastor said, he was answering at Abeokuta. So, but the vehicle should be taken to the church. The people there will be told to what to do. By the time they got here, he saw Pastor Weye. The rest people to join him were delaying. He said, let's do the blessing of the vehicle because the child was saying he was hungry too. Was looking at the face. At last, he got back home, he charged his phone. The journey started. By then, it was getting late. And he said he was still to collect something at Baga. At last, when they called, it was around 7 that he started the journey. So they were worried because it was late. So later they were calling and calling. By around something to 9, they called again. So he did not even know where he was. When they would call again, the boy now told them that there have been armed robbery on the way. That as the robbers pointed gun to the vehicle in his front, the vehicle put his the driver put his car to reverse. That by then he saw a narrow path where they were doing the road. Decided to quickly branch there and speed off, and that till he got to Ibadan, he didn't see any vehicle behind him, suggesting that the armed robber have already held the people back. So the Baba said, we should shout 21, God is great. I think one God is great in by pattern was in between. I don't know how he put that. So we shout 21, God is great. 1, 2.
Ejekadidi,
stand up. Go! God is great! 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 God! Amen! Let's change it to God, you are great.
Are you ready to
go? God, you are great! 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 Hold it! Let's end it. God, you are great in my pattern. Okay, that's all. Shall we go? God, you are great in Bible Pattern Church. 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 Hallelujah. Somebody is by the roadside. Is God only great in Bible Pattern Church? It's very great here. If it's great in your church, put the name of your church. It will still be okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your mercifulness. Thank you for supporting us and protecting us. Thank you for the child. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name. Like you have protected him. Continue to protect him. Continue to do it. Your will in his life. He shall be well with you. Every plan of the devil for him, for thy vehicle, for his life, you render unsuccessful. Only your will be done in all our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is great. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. 2 weeks ago, we shared a message on prayer of intercession. For some weeks now, we've been dealing with the issue of prayer. Under that, we said to intercede, it will supplicate on behalf of others, to make requests from God on behalf of others. And we said it's a duty of every child of God, that we must not be selfish in our prayers. That as we pray for ourselves, we pray for fellow believers, we pray for our neighbors, we are under to pray for kings and people in authority, other members of our churches, our leaders, and so on and so forth. Last week, we shared a message about how to use our prayer to fight. That the Bible says we shall fight the good fight of faith. But we must fight lawfully. We must not do it in a way that is contrary to the word of God. Today, in Matthew 17, verse 20, we are shown another way of praying that I want us to see. And Jesus said unto them, because of your own belief, he was actually responding, answering a question. Jesus went to the top of the mountain with three of his disciples. There his body became transfigured. As he was coming down, he was approached by a man who said his son was lunatic and that he brought the child to the disciples, that is the nine that were left when the three went with him to the mountain, and that they could not heal him, and very easily, as usual, Jesus commanded the spirit to get out. The spirit got out and the child became normal. The child was then handed over to his parents, a healthy person. The disciples were amazed, not only because Jesus was able to do it, but the simplicity with which he did it. So they said, Master, why? That we could not cast out that demon. After all, before now, they've been casting out demons. But why can't we cast out this? Jesus said to them, it is because of your unbelief. Don't they believe? Well, leave that one. Let's face our own world. They are all dead and gone. So he said, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Here you can see that prayer is not only communicating with
God. He said, Olorun soro nikan.
It's not only talking to God.
He said, biba soro nikan.
No, it is primarily talking to God.
Bo ti le je pe ni ibere, biba Olorun soro ni.
But in praying,
sugbon ninu adura.
We talk to God.
A ma n ba Olorun soro.
We talk to Satan.
A ma n ba Jesus soro.
We talk to demons.
A ma n ba emi Jesus soro.
We talk to men.
A ma n ba eniyan soro.
We talk to things.
A ma n ba won kan mi soro.
We talk to situations.
A ma n ba ipo soro.
The aspect I want us to look at today is that we can look at a thing and talk to that
thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A man of God,
Iranse Olorun,
one of the children of Benihim.
Ikolara awon omo Benihim.
I mean, children in the Lord.
Mo so pe awon omo re ninu
Oluwa. Who is now a great preacher.
Ti o je oniwaasu nla loni.
He was preaching one day and said,
Ohun waasu lojo kan wi pe
money can hear.
Owo o le gboro.
Money can hear.
O le gboro.
Meaning you can talk to money.
O tun mo ti ko le ba owo soro.
People were looking at him.
Awon eyan wo.
Then he said, the Bible says money answered.
Bible so pe
owo things. If money can answer,
ti owo ba le down.
Answer.
Down.
Answer.
Down.
There will be question before you talk of answer.
Ibeere ma wa ko to di ko down.
So the man said, if money can answer.
Ekunrin yan so pe ti owo ba le down.
It means money can hear.
Owo le gbo.
It's not only money that can hear.
Isi owo nikan lo le gbo.
God talk to things.
Olorun ba won kan soro.
As if he talk to persons.
Yes, o nbe eyan soro.
Can you remember the creation of the light?
Eda.
Let there be light.
Je ki imole wa.
And there was light.
Imole si wa.
The Bible tells us that God commanded the earth to come out of water.
Jade kuro ninu omi.
And it came out of water.
O si jade kuro lati ninu omi.
It ordered that the earth should bring forth all kind of plants.
Pe ki ile ko mu orisirisi
eso jade.
O si ri be.
It then ordered that the earth should bring forth all kind of animals, all kind of creeping things.
Awon to nra koro.
The same way he ordered the seas to bring forth all kind of creatures. So God talk not only to men. He also talked to things.
O n ba awon kan mi
na soro.
Won si n gbo.
And they obeying.
Won si n gbo
ran. No other suggest.
O mo ti yen salaye.
Every situation have ear to hear.
O ni eti to n fi n gboro.
Everything.
Gbogbo nkan.
Has ear.
Lo ni eti.
To hear.
To fi n gbo.
So what we are learning this morning.
O ta ko
is how to go beyond talking to God.
Koja ki pa Olorun soro.
We go beyond talking to demons.
Koja
talking to Satan.
Biba emi soro.
We also learn how to talk to things.
Jesus
says, "You shall say to this mountain."
And you will fun okay.
You know what?
Emon kan.
When you supposed to talk to a thing,
igba to ye ko so fun kan.
If you talk to another thing,
to ba bo miran soro.
The result you expect.
Abajade to reti.
You know come.
Oni wa o.
Somebody say, "Is that how serious?"
Eni kan so pe se bo se le
to yin. Okay, let's look at it this way.
Ye ka wo lona yi.
You wrote a letter.
O ko letter.
I used Dangote for my illustration the other day.
Boy,
who do I use today?
Won ni won ti lo Dangote nigba yen. Kini tani ka lo loni?
Let me use Bill Gates today.
Yeah, lo Bill Gates.
I'm talking of wealthy people in the
world. Mo so pe awon to loro.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Is your uncle.
O ni egbon re.
And you need help from him.
Ni lo iranwo la.
You then write a passionate letter.
O wa ko iwe
explaining your current situation.
O salaye ipo re fun.
And asking for just a small amount of money.
O si beere owo kekere.
And if that money will get to you.
Owo yen o ba si dowo re.
Your business will be revived.
Ise re yo le didi.
And things will go well.
Ohun gbogbo dara.
And you not even need to trouble him for any help.
Yo lenu fun iranwo mo.
In a very long time to come.
Fun akoko to pe.
You prepared the letter very well.
O pese letter yen dara
dara. Maybe you even drop some tears.
Boya omi oju re tile kan sinu letter yen.
To make to press home your message.
Lati fi apere
ko ibi. Then when you are to you envelope it.
Nigba to first
office. When you are to write the address.
Nigba to fe fi ibi ta ma
fi. You only made the mistake.
O kan sa sise.
Of addressing it to a wrong place.
Fifi ranse si ibi ti o to.
The content of the letter is okay.
Oro nu letter dara.
But the address at the back of the paper.
Sugbon ajuwe yi
run
lo o se lodi.
Instead of number 44.
Eti ba fi je number
Ajewoju Street.
Logoji.
Okay, Isale. Lagos. You wrote
Owako.
Number 44. Ajewoju Street. Okay, Isale. Lokoja.
O fi ase address it o lodi.
The content of your letter is correct.
Oro nu letter re dara.
But the address is wrong.
To ofiranse si o lodi.
What will be the result?
Kilo ma abaja.
Success or failure.
Aseyori abikuna ikuna.
The failure not be your portion.
Ikuna ma se je ipin ti yin loruko Jesu.
You know what that means?
O mo n tele itumo si.
You must learn.
Ogudoko.
how to direct your prayer.
Adura are.
You know what the Bible says about casting out devils? You won't see one place in the Bible. Read your Bible. Study the Bible. You won't see one place in the Bible where it is written. If you tell me to help you cast out devils, I will cast them out for you. It's not in your Bible. You say, what is in your Bible?
In my name
shall they. If you substitute another pronoun for that day, the insult may be failure. In my name shall they cast out devils. You are the one that will do
all.
So in the same way here, he said you will say to this mountain, move, remove hands to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So what Jesus is showing here is that we can talk to both God and Satan in our prayers. We can talk to a mountain. And if, like we are told here, it is normal to talk to a mountain in prayer, it will surely be normal to talk to any other thing that need to hear. So we can talk to sickness. Amen.
Amen.
We can talk to disease. We can talk to situations. We can talk to anything. We have another example of
Jesus.
In Mark chapter 4 verse 39. And he arose. And rebuked the wind. And said unto the sea. Listen.
30.
Who was Jesus talking to here? Come on. Can Jesus be talking to the sea? If he doesn't know that the sea has
hair.
Where is the hair of the sea? You don't need to locate it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't need to know where the hair is. But sea has hair. And he said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great
calm.
He spoke to the sea. So please learn it today. Talk to things. Talk to situations that need to hear. So you can say, stomachache, leave me alone. You can say headache. Leave that child alone. You can say to situations, change.
Yipada.
In the same way you can talk to man.
Ole buy ni yansoro.
In your prayer.
Ninu adura re.
Not only in conversation. We have the example of how God told Ezekiel to talk to men. In Ezekiel chapter 37. From verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves.
And
bring you into the land of
Israel.
And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, oh my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and so on and so forth. You know what that means? We too can have the prompting of the Holy Ghost to tell the person we are praying for what God will do about him, about his situation. We have the example of Peter. Acts 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look at it. Who was he talking to? The sick man.
And it was
the
size.
The lame.
Arrow.
Rise up
the day
and walk.
Simari.
And there was authority.
Asesi jade.
And he took him by the right hand.
Osi fiowotu.
And lifted him up.
Ofas.
And immediately.
Let's say
his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping stood up. and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. In chapter 9, verse 34, of the same Acts of the Apostles, Acts 9:34.
Yes, sir.
And Peter said unto him,
Aeneas,
Jesus Christ make thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And they arose immediately. I heard of a small child who went to his father. I said, my father, I have a
day.
In Yoruba, daddy will inform me. You know what his father answered? You say, what is that? The child have explained it so. And the father is also doing it so. The father knew what he was doing. He knew there was authority in his mouth. We have done that many times. And it has worked. And it will continue to work. Learn to do it. That is why you must not use your mouth to call evil to your life or the lives of your children. Some of you women are here to understand that your child is not Oloriburuku. Your child is not Oloshi. Your child is not
Omoya.
Bad headed. Is that your child? Come on. The day you were born. You know what they said, the child, I've never had such a thing.
Oh my, you
newly started school.
And came
back from school. I said, was it mommy or daddy?
Boy, yeah, tabi baba.
Said, my daddy.
Baba me.
My schoolmate said, Uri e baje.
Ore mi ni lewe so puri mi baje.
Where is the baje? Where is the baje?
O bere si wo.
He wanted his father to show him where they are. Because the one said, your head is bad. And the child never had such a thing. So he thought there was something bad in his head truly. Not knowing that it is a way of cursing. Some women think that I never meant it. Whether you meant it or not, you have not finished saying it before the devil said amen. And do you know what? If the devil like to slap you,
he
prefers using your
hand.
Don't permit it. Don't say negative
things.
I will lose this job. Have you gotten another one?
Maybe.
I'm dropping this job for a better one. That's understanding. I will lose my job. And when you lose your job, what follows? That's how some people lose their families. Their cars. Their properties. Even their health.
Because of their mouth.
The Bible says the mouth of some people call fire. Just like the example of Peter we saw here. We can talk to problems. We can talk to people. We can talk to situations. And God will say amen when we talk like that. It's not our mouth that will bring the fulfillment. We are only obeying the word of God. We are only following the instruction of the word of God. And surely it will come to pass. The Bible says, as he say in my hearing, so will I do unto you. So start today. You can even talk to yourself. In the book of Psalms, one day David was asking himself, what am I waiting for? Who was waiting? Himself.
Talonduro,
who was asking? Himself. From who? From himself. He said, you will again praise him. In another place. He said, my head. Why art thou cast down? You will again praise
him.
That was when he had a situation. And he felt disturbed. And he felt things were not the way they should be. And he became cast down. Then he suddenly came to his
senses.
My head. Why are you cast down? You are still going to praise God. You know the meaning. You are still going to shout
hallelujah.
You are still going to sing song of praise. Then why are you cast down today? Talking to himself. When you talk to yourself, the whole of heaven is waiting, listening, wanting to respond. And that is why he says, As he say in my head,
so will I do it.
So please, when you wake up in the morning, praise the Lord. Bless your life. Bless your children. Bless your business. Bless everything pertaining to you. When you get to your shop, your place of employment, bless the equipment you are using and tell them you will do well. Do you know children of God have blessed their vehicles before? And faulty vehicles suddenly became alright. So that's miracle. What have we been talking about? In case you don't know, we experience miracle every day. You slept last night. Beni Abibeko.
Beni.
You woke up this morning. Who made that possible? You.
Say one.
You.
Say one.
Who made it possible? Don't you know that when something man cannot do, done by God, that is what we call miracle. It's not miraculous to God. Nothing is miraculous to him. But it is miraculous to us because we don't have the ability to do it. Start now. Children, don't say I will fail this exam. Even in the face of failure, tell us, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. I'm going to succeed. Say it to yourself. Say repeatedly. Say believingly. Say it directly. Say it like you know it
will
be. It's not you that we do it. It is the maker of heaven and earth that we do it. Thank you,
Jesus.
Stand up and let us pray. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Ever His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We will quickly pray and say, Father, give me the grace that the authority in my mouth I will be using rightly. I will not be wasting. I will not be using wrongly. Begin to pray like that. The authority in my mouth I will be using rightly. I will not be wasting it. I will not allow it to be dormant, unproductive, and I will not use it wrongly. By your grace, you have given it to
me,
and I will be using it to your glory, to produce results. Help me, my God, and God will help you. In Jesus' name we pray. We go answer your prayer. As we go out today, cause your faithful to lead the way. Direct us to the green pasture. Direct us to the table you have set. Cause goodness and mercy to follow us. And cause everyone will come in contact with today to favor us. We know no defeat. No disappointment, no discouragement, it shall be well with us. Our children will spend the holiday of today in peace. They will not injure themselves. No evil will happen to them. When it's time to return to school, they will be able to return in peace. All our brethren that are traveling from various locations today, go with them. Those who are going to Akure, go with them. The program there, make successful and cause your way to be done. Establish Bible Pattern Church Akure at this time. All our children that are scattered in that city, wherever they are, bring them home. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen again.
Amen.